Let's turn our attention now to the weather forecast. We're joined by Mark Russo. He's at Risk Pulse in Chicago. Mark, thanks for being with us. Let's start with this week. Farmers in some parts of the Midwest, particularly here where I happen to live in this eastern Illinois area, have been able to move a bit over the last several days. Is that going to close up as a planting window shortly?
What we're seeing here with the pattern for this week, certainly less active relative to what we've seen in recent weeks, which has been, you know, one of one of the wettest Mays that we've seen on record, not only here in Illinois, but, you know, for many states here in the central U.S. As we go through this week, there will continue to be some rain systems coming through, but the activity will be more scattered and lighter versus what it has been. Now, specifically from now through Friday, most of the heavier rainfall will be further to the south, so in areas of like southern Illinois, southern Iowa, southern Indiana, which had been one of your really drier areas that missed out. So, and for a place like northern Illinois, which had been one of the wettest areas, activity here again looks more scattered and light. So, you know, in the net, it does look like a better pattern here. Granted, not fully open, not drier than normal, but better than what it has been here in recent weeks for planting progress.
And if you get a little bit further out, does it stay that way?
We do think it stays that way, with the overall upper level pattern becoming more in this zonal flow or west to east flow as we go through the next couple of weeks, rather than it being high amplitude, which it had been the past couple of weeks. With that more zonal flow, activity will be a bit more scattered, less in coverage here, and magnitude especially in particular. And if anything here, the bias of your higher totals look to be more southern Midwest versus northern Midwest. And so, again, not going the total opposite into any kind of drier pattern, but certainly a more favorable pattern here, even continuing into next week as well.
Courtesy of what? The jet stream and tropical depression, maybe turning into a hurricane, I suppose, named Barry. Are those the two things that are working together?
Those are the primary components here. And I guess the one thing to watch is actually with that tropical system in the southwest Gulf of Mexico. Well, it could become a tropical storm. It doesn't appear that conditions are ripe for any intensification in like hurricane strength, but it will have an impact here on the Midwest as that moisture actually moves into the Delta, which had been drier here of late. And again, some of the southern Midwest does get influenced and will be receiving rains in even some, you know, some moderate, maybe a few areas heavier rains here coming up with that. But the highest totals look to be further south in the Delta, as well as areas of the southern plains, which actually brings me up to one last item here, is that the southern plains hard red winter wheat, as well as the Midwest winter wheat here, just with the incredible wetness, that is certainly an item of concern here for both quality and production.
Hey, thanks so much.
You're welcome, Todd.
That's Mark Russo. He is with Risk Pulse out of Chicago, Illinois.